بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we praise and thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for allowing us to enter into the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Last night we had all performed our first Taraweeh Salah. This morning we would have woken up, partook of Sehri. Many people would have read two rakats of Tahajjud Salah, engaged in dua. And right now we are all in the condition of having roza, fasting. The reality is, right now the condition that we are in and the season that we are moving through, every tasbih, every tahmid, every subhanallah, every time a person takes the name of Allah, every letter, every word of Quran that is recited, the rewards are multiplied and multiplied and continue to accrue in our bank account, indallah, in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the season that Allah has given to us. And the reality is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Mubarak month of Ramadan in order for us to reconnect with Him. That the entire year possibly my banda, my slave, has drifted away from me. He has left the masjid, he has left my commands. His relationship with me has become weak. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I want my slave back. And therefore, I have given him this month of Ramadan in order for him to find me. And therefore we find, when we look into the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various different a'mal, different actions that have been mentioned specifically during the month of Ramadan for a person to gain that connection, that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama have explained that what better way, what easier way, in fact, there is no other accepted way for a person to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then through the life and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What ulama have explained, Shaykhul Hadith Mu'afuz al-Rahman sahab dam barakatum has mentioned, that how when we have a student who is in matric and he writes his final examination, then the examiner has a marking memo that he uses. And he will mark the paper of the student in accordance to the marking memo. If the answers are similar to what is on that marking memo, then the student will score a high mark. In the same way, he explains that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a marking memo. That if your life was like his, your day was like his, your night was like his, your akhlaq, your character, your conduct was like his, then accordingly will be the mark that you will score in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore last year we began reading from this beautiful kitab which is titled Ash-Shama'il al-Kubra, the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein the author has mentioned various aspects pertaining to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his conduct, his characteristics, his mannerisms. And the intention, my respected brothers and elders, as we are seated here, is not just to listen to some aspects of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but for us to do some soul searching and see, within my life, are these characteristics, these noble aspects of the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are they found within my life or not? Where am I falling short? As ulama have explained, that a person should ask himself, how many people around me are crying because of me? My wife, my children, my neighbors, my subordinates, my employees. So the reason that we read through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noble conduct of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, is for us to identify those areas within our lives. Where people are crying, people are being hurt because of me, how do I rectify these aspects within my life? So the first section that is mentioned, and something very important for us as we enter the month of Ramadan, is that of having noble thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now many a times when we speak about this aspect, what is known as husne zan or husnu dhanni billah, then generally this we apply to our fellow human beings. A person understands that I should have noble thoughts, good thoughts about others. In other words, I should not have badgumani, I shouldn't think ill of people, I shouldn't be suspicious of others, I must always give people the benefit of the doubt, and always think of everybody in a good light. But here, the author has mentioned that this is something that we should apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. That a person should have good and noble thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his mindset should be a positive one. When thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will Allah deal with me? What will Allah give me? When I ask of Allah, will He respond to me? Will He give in to my request? A person should have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first hadith that is mentioned, the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي, that I will deal with my slave, I will treat my slave, my servant, in accordance to his expectations of me. What my banda understands and expects from me, what he thinks that I will give him, that is what I will give him. In other words, if he is hopeful of my forgiveness, hopeful of my mercy, and if he has this yaqeen and conviction that I will make a way out for him, whatever difficulty he may be in, then I will accede to his request and this is how I will treat him. Ulama have explained, just for us to understand, just as an example for us to understand the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared to give us. That we can imagine that father who is going through some financial difficulty, he is struggling to make ends meet, and he has a young son who is at a very impressionable age. Now that son of his, he goes to school and he associates with his friends, with those who are in his class, and he sees every day his friends are speaking about the latest gadgets that their fathers have bought for them. Somebody has a smart watch, somebody has the latest cell phone, somebody else has the latest shoe, and this youngster knows that his father can't afford it. But because he doesn't want to feel left out, he doesn't want his friends to think low of him, so he says to them that, you know, my father is such a generous person, and my father has such a big heart and so much of love for me, that if I have to just hint and tell him that I want something, he'll go today and he'll buy it for me. And the father overhears this conversation, that look at how my son is speaking of me and what he thinks of me. So this father, even though he is going through financial difficulty, he knows that he is struggling to make ends meet. But he'll go home and he'll say to his wife that, how can I disappoint my son? He has such high expectations in me. He has such high hopes in me. And he has said that I'm a generous person and I have so much of love, so much of compassion for him. So even if we have to dig into our deepest savings, he'll say to his wife, even if you have to sell your jewelry also, but we have to get that cash and buy for our son what he wants. Because he thinks so highly of us. He called me a generous man. So if a father can respond in this way, we can imagine when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we will speak positively about Allah. A person is in some predicament, he is looking for some way out, there is something that is worrying him, something that is troubling him. Ulama say, speak good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell people, Allah will do it for me. Allah will make a way out for me. And now especially as we enter the month of Ramadan, each person knows what he wants from the month of Ramadan. Those skeletons in our closet, those things that we are trying to get rid of throughout the year, those avenues that we have become stuck in and we want to come out of them, and we want to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think positively about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak positively about Allah, and see how Allah's promises of His mercy, His rahmat, His barakat, His forgiveness will come unto us, and in the month of Ramadan, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a change within our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.